Coming up, we've got the 55th annual Carol of Lights. Now, that's going to happen on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. That would be tomorrow, December 3. Mm-hmm. And on the third day, there was light. It's the 55th annual Carol of Lights.
And that happens where?
At Texas Tech Campus in the Science Quad, mm-hmm. right there at Broadway and University.
Right.
Okay. You can't miss it. There's the big granite seal, and then there's a huge Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And then everything happens there on the, you know, on the east or the west end of the Science Quad.
Yeah,
there.
And this is a really great year to go to that because the weather is going to be warmer than usual for this
tomorrow,
time of year.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it might be a little nippy for the annual Carol of Lights run that's set for December the 8th in the house from West Texas Endurance, ladies and gentlemen. Ainsley Nelson, how are you this morning?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Lubbock.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a real nice day. This is very cool. Tell us about the Carol of Lights run. I mean, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people go driving looking at the Christmas lights, but I guess this is a festivity that's just for runners.
This is a good way to combat all the extra food you're eating during the holiday, right?
That's right. And it's not just for runners. We encourage families to come out, and we allow parents with their wagons and strollers. And, mm-hmm. you know, you can always see things a little better on foot.
Yeah.
And you're not rushed in a car, and you can enjoy the spirit of the holiday season with a nice one-mile family-friendly stroll. Or for those that are runners and want to challenge themselves a little more, we go out through campus and into the Jones.
Yeah, and that's a first, isn't it?
Well, we did it last year.
Oh, you did?
And we're doing it again this year where they're able to run into the Jones, down the big ramp and around the field and back up the ramp and makes it a 5K. So it's a lot of fun and lots of festivities throughout the course and great finish line.
I'm just wondering if you're running down the ramp into the Jones, if they're going to have like sound effects of cheering crowds, like people going.
Fight song playing
yeah.
and all that.
Well,
cool.
This year we will be using the Jumbotron and having some music playing from there.
Oh,
and
good.
There will be entertainment in the stadium and people there to take your picture while you're on the field. And just a lot of great fun for everybody.
Oh,
what day does this happen?
It is Sunday night. So when Tom finishes his progressive dinner, he's going to run over there and top it off with some hot chocolate
there
at the finish line.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Get rid of some of the... Work some of the sin out of my body.
Yes.
You know, for eating all that. Okay, how do you go ahead and register for this?
You can register at www.westtexasendurance.com, or we have packet pickup starting on Friday at Cardinals at 4 o'clock, and you can go there and register in person. And you can register in person on race day as well. We don't encourage that because the lines will be long and it'll be cold, but we welcome everyone to come out. It's a great community event tapping into something that we all cherish here in Lubbock, the Carol of Lights.
That's yeah. awesome.
Now, how much is it to register?
Prices went up this morning. It is $30 for an adult and $20 for children 12 and under.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these great race shirts and lots of fun things along the way. And it's going to be
fun.
Great. Yeah, we're excited about it. And the weather is going to be perfect. Nice and cool.
Great.
Good. That's the... Carol of Lights run its second annual, right?
It is second annual.
I noticed that I've been seeing it promoted in some of the media outlets and they're saying the annual. So I guess this is, you know, now I guess set in stone it has
it'll
to be.
It'll be a yearly event. Yeah. There you go.